A new executive order from the Trump administration will cut down the number of work visas granted to foreign employees through the end of this year. The suspension of H-1B visas for skilled professionals could especially hurt the Boston area economy. That, according to Chris Anderson, president of the Massachusetts High Tech Council.
The president's decision to extend limitations does not help support a sustained economic recovery, particularly here where we have such a tech-heavy presence.
For more on this, we're joined this morning by Jeff Goldman, who runs the Cambridge-based law firm Jeff Goldman Immigration. He joins us via Skype. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So do you agree with Chris Anderson that this is going to whack the Massachusetts economy?
I think so. We need to look at the facts first and stop guessing. Government sources are reporting that in the Massachusetts economy, as well as nationally, the unemployment rate is at 2.5% for computer-related jobs. And most of these H-1Bs are related to computer and other STEM occupations. And it's really overkill to suspend H-1B visas as an attempt to stimulate the economy.
So do you then think that these visa restrictions uniquely harm a place like Boston as opposed to other cities because of Boston's booming tech and education communities?
Without question. Massachusetts is one of the highest users of the H-1B program in the country because of our tech and STEM savvy economy. And as more and more H-1B visa holders are frustrated by the Trump administration's order to curtail their entry into the U.S., I think more and more companies are going to stop hiring everybody because they're going to be unable to grow and thrive in Massachusetts' innovation economy.
Let me ask about how this impacts people. The order blocks visa approvals for spouses of people who already have work visas, as I understand it. Could the added burden of family separation cause even more foreign workers to leave the workforce or simply not want to come here?
I think so. These foreign workers are among the most talented around the globe, and they have options. They're being welcomed in Canada, India, China. They're being welcomed by growing and thriving economies. At some point, they're going to say enough is enough.
So part of what you're saying is that this decision by the Trump administration could make things worse.
It's not going to make them better. And I do think it'll make it worse. Bob, it's well known that H-1B workers, L-1 workers, they create jobs in an innovation economy. They don't take jobs away. The Trump administration is stuck on a zero-sum game argument where they think there's only X jobs, and if they can cut out foreigners, then those exact number of jobs will be available for Americans. It's not true. There is no set amount of jobs in an innovation economy.
So what legal advice can you give businesses or workers in light of the order? Is there a way to challenge this or not?
I think it can be challenged because while the law does permit the president to ban the entry of foreign nationals in a time of crisis, it is very clear from the president's own words that he is using the COVID-19 virus and the economic downturn to claim that we're in a time of crisis, and this is why he's barring certain foreign nationals. But it's not true, Bob. It's clear this is a well-thought-out part of his reelection campaign. It's a way he can say to his base, look at me, I'm doing something to help save American jobs, even though what he's doing is counterproductive.
Jeff Goldman, founder of the Jeff Goldman Immigration Law Firm, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.